Audio Addict Radio Show.
Bonjour.
What's up?
Hello.
It's only three of us. Weird,
yeah.
Isn't it?
Yeah. It's nice, good. Though.
It's cozy. Cool. It's intimate. We can all be friends.
Not as hot as normal. It's not stuffy.
Aiden's ill.
Aww,
and Leo's late. And he's going to walk in like he's some kind of rock star.
Yeah, but sorry guys, I had to shower.
Don't worry guys, I'm here.
I had to check my hair.
I had to organise it in the mirror, it takes a while.
I forgot to turn off my straighteners.
Does he straighten his hair?
Yeah,
he must have,
he does.
Actually.
He's got, nice,
he's got
hair.
Big hair, he does, yeah. Work on that.
Yeah, I used to, but I got bored.
Hasn't this week gone fast? I was thinking that this
right?
morning.
Yeah, I was too.
Felt like yesterday we was in here doing this. But it's actually been a whole week.
It's crazy.
You had a fun week?
No.
We've been going about distributing, haven't we?
Yeah, we went to Bournemouth.
Bournemouth, yeah.
Yeah,
it's a nice place.
The old people, man.
A
lot so of
it's
people.
A nicer place than here, though.
Have you been?
I've
been
there once. I wouldn't say it.
No?
We went to a Wetherspoons. No, I think it's better. Mm. Well, I don't know. First time I went to Bournemouth, I thought it was nice. Second time I went to Bournemouth, I thought it was nice. This time I went to Bournemouth, I thought it was awful.
It's horrible in the rain. It just looks horrible in the rain.
It was a bad version of the West Quay Strip.
Yeah. With a lot of old people.
That's, but there are nice weird parts of it. Outside, you've been to outside where the old fire station is, for the palm trees and stuff.
I don't know. That's, I've been nice, like where the pier is and the beach and stuff.
We didn't go there, did we?
No.
No.
It's a bit cold.
Yeah, I bet it was.
Anything else happened this week?
Well, the mag's out.
Yeah.
Hooray!
How long did that take to put that issue out?
Too long, mate. Too long.
We've been in control of Audio Addict for a long time. We came back to uni in September, and the mag came out on the 1st
it's
of July.
It's not even online yet, Alex.
And it's not. It's still not online. Which is where the majority of people are going to see it, and it's not even there yet.
But it is a fantastic... Yeah, almost 50-page magazine.
Looks really good.
There's some great
spine and everything.
There's a spine. We've got a spine for a mag. We added 10 pages compared to the last issue. And the Goggle Bordello interview, I think, is the best pick in there.
Did you write that?
Yeah, I did.
Brilliant.
it's awesome. And it's been quite fun distributing it, yeah, hasn't it? It was all right.
Yeah,
we had a nice day out.
I enjoyed
going to random record stores.
We got some good records.
Got some good records. What record did you get?
I got MC900 featuring Jesus.
Featuring Jesus.
Well, if Jesus is on it, it can only be good.
Exactly.
Well, I had to listen.
I think you got a better record, though, in the cellar.
Oh, yeah, we found Aiden. We got Aiden a little present. Did you see the present we got him?
I think I do remember seeing it, but I don't remember what it
was. We got... vinyl of Insane Clown Posse featuring Jack White. That song, whatever song they did.
Yeah, that.
We found this vinyl for £6. We're like, I just took initiative. I was like, guys, we're getting this for Aiden.
Insane Clown Posse is a thing that I've only ever heard when he mentions it.
Yeah.
And there's a new story we'll talk about a bit later. So I looked up, like, could I get a song in for them or whatever? But like every song they swore about 20 times.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I just couldn't
but
be bothered.
Aren't they like converted Christians now?
I don't know.
I think they're
about
converted Christians now.
This is where we need Aiden. Should we play a couple of songs?
Let's throw out some tracks. Yeah.
And we'll do some news stories. Again, the music's going to be a little bit weird. Don't blame me.
It looks like Louis week.
Yeah, it
looks
does
like my favourite week ever.
It's got Ed Sheeran.
Oh.
Woo! We'll talk about them later because I've got a story for that.
Well, yeah, first up was Pixies and then Lamb of God, who both of which we'll talk about because you guys went and saw them, Lamb of God.
I did not.
Did you not? But you wrote the review for Pixies, didn't you?
So I did.
Just tell us all about that. We'll be back in a couple.
It's only getting worse.
It's only getting worse. That's the message. That was Lamb of God with Hourglass.
Ooh.
Angry.
What a song. They're so good. They were so much fun.
Later.
Okay. Okay. I'll save it for later.
Insane Clown Posse are suing
the FBI.
Yes.
Is that actually going to happen?
Probably.
Well, you ain't going to get paid for it.
Well, can't sue the FBI.
They're really rich. They probably get like really good lawyers.
I bet they are. I bet they're like loaded after those festivals they do. What's it called?
Gathering of the Juggalos. Yeah.
I bet they make loads from that.
They do.
The story I believe is that the FBI labelled all of their fans a gang.
Yeah.
And Insane Clown Posse didn't like it, so they're suing them.
Yeah. Except, it's that.
It's ridiculous. That's just like if I saw
But
you,
it's like they can't hold their festivals anymore because it's technically a gang meeting. It's
It kind of...
It's stopping them from making a living a bit, so I can see their point.
But it kind of is a What's it more of, a gang meeting or is it a festival?
A cult?
Well, is it a cult? I don't know.
They were a bit worried about
it. It is entertainment, though, at the end of the day. Yeah. They book bands. They book wrestlers, right? They book all sorts. And it is a bit of a... I think it's more of a festival than it is a gathering, a meet-up.
Yeah, I know. No, it definitely is a festival. But if the FBI wanted to, they could probably go, oh, it's a gang meeting, shut it down.
Click the fingers. Yeah.
The FBI, I think, do what they want.
FBI. Exactly.
Shut this uni down. Call it a gang.
Gang, yeah. Gang, gang of gang. Teachers you can't teach.
Ooh. Controversial. Ooh.
So what even is their music? Is it
have
rap?
Have you never listened to it?
I've never listened to
it's,
my life.
It's, yeah, rap. But they sometimes do controversial songs, don't they?
They're like horrorcore, you know, like you know when Eminem has songs about killing people, it's like that, but without the skill of Eminem.
Yeah,
so that a bit rubbish.
And they paint their faces.
But Aiden loves them.
Aiden loves them, doesn't he? Bit weird.
Does he love them as a joke? Or?
No, I think he loves them.
Yeah, I don't know. It's not here.
If you're listening, Aiden, tweet us, text in, or whatever. I don't know.
Yeah, please give us.
Confirm whether you're an actual insane pan.
Yeah, that would be amazing. Clown. If you're into if you're down with the clown, anyone listening, give us a
gang?
Tweet.
Are you part of the gang? Down with the clown.
Give us. What did I say?
You said, are you down with the clown?
Yeah. If you're down with the clown, tweet us at Radio Sonar or on our Audio Addict Facebook page. And what's the website called, Ellis?
You nearly called me Aiden.
Yeah, I did.
www.audio-addict.co.uk.
That's the one. Hey. Come and say hi.
Said with so much enthusiasm.
Yep. Woo!
There's going to be a Tupac musical. Hey.
Yeah. Apparently. I'd see it.
Would you?
Yeah, definitely.
Oh, I just don't like musicals.
Don't you?
But
I thought you were going to say you don't like Tupac.
No, I love Tupac.
Yeah, fair enough.
It's not a Tupac musical. I think they're just using his songs and like the story's kind of been inspired by
his
song.
Has there ever been a rap musical
before? No, not really. Not a successful one.
Imagine an Eminem musical.
You say that, but give it 10 years. I think that's a fairly strong possibility.
Imagine a musical of the whole Biggie Tupac like story.
Yeah.
That'd be amazing.
That'd be cool. I think that's probably a strong possibility, actually. Yeah. Or Snoop Dogg. I reckon Snoop Dogg probably trying to get one out.
Yeah.
That's
well, he'll do anything.
He'll do anything.
I don't know enough about Snoop Dogg's story. Because he was...
He
makes it up. But he was like mates with Tupac.
Everyone, yeah.
He was on Tupac's record label, yeah.
That's so cool. And Jay-Z was there back in the day as well, wasn't he? I need to know more of how that all actually unfolded. I don't know.
Oh, there's some good films in it.
Yeah. I've seen the Notorious film.
Yeah, that's quite cool.
That was pretty cool.
I think there's one about the Death Row kind of... Who was the other one? Bad Boy? That rivalry.
Yeah.
There's a documentary about it, but...
Mm.
So intense.
I can't remember what it's called.
The two biggest rap stars in the world, like, both ended up dead.
Yeah.
Like, that wouldn't happen these days.
No, it wouldn't, would it? Wouldn't. But
it'd be like Eminem versus Macklemore. Yeah, something.
But nothing ever with Tupac. Nothing, when they did that, what was it? That hologram.
Yeah.
Nothing really came from that afterwards. I thought we'd see more holograms and stuff.
I think it's the money in the organization.
It's expensive, isn't it?
Yeah, it's serious.
But you could make some serious money from that.
Yeah, definitely.
Couldn't you? But yeah, cool. Let's Tupac. I would go. I would definitely go if they brought it to England. I'd be really intrigued to see it.
It's just kind of weird. It was like the whole gangster thug life, hard living, and then musical. It's kind of like
no, kind of. I think there was a gap in that in the market for a gangster rap musical,
imagine.
For a hip hop, an alternative,
There's
musical.
A lot of crossover in the fans of musicals and.
I think Tupac's a good choice though because he's
intriguing.
He doesn't swear. And he might have the odd songs about gangster life and stuff, but he does have a little like emotional.
Yeah.
His story's intriguing as well. I don't even think it's about his story, but no, everyone just goes, "Oh, it's a Tupac musical."
Let's go learn about it.
So,
Frank Turner.
Well, Frankie T.
Yeah, that guy.
Cheers. He's playing in Winchester. That's cool. Isn't it? It's hometown, 20 minutes away.
Sure.
On Valentine's Day.
What kind of venue is it in Winchester?
I've never been. It's a Guildhall, but I don't think it's as big as our Guildhall.
No.
I think it's like, I reckon it's probably about 700 people, maybe.
You say you're gonna go?
I didn't get a ticket in the end because I'm seeing him on Portsmouth. I'm seeing him in London on the 12th of February, Portsmouth on the 13th of February, and then I'll be seeing him in Winchester on the 14th. I thought I don't think
you can probably.
Three days of Frank Turner.
I was so close to get a ticket, but I did think it is on Valentine's Day, and we've talked about
stuff, your situation,
my situation.
Well, you should have bought two. That'd be great.
I was thinking about it, but I thought I'll leave this one. And the tickets did sell out in like 3 minutes or something.
Surprised.
It's pretty crazy. It would be really cool to see him in his hometown, but it would just play the same set I've seen both nights before.
Probably true, but it'll be special because it'll be its hometown.
Yeah, but so Portsmouth's close enough.
Is it?
Well, London will be special because London is the O2 Arena. It's like, oh, look, I made it.
It's playing arenas now.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy. Jeez. Yeah.
So from one guy you nearly did to a guy you actually did, I can't believe it's that way around. You bought Ed Sheeran tickets.
Yeah, I bought Ed Sheeran tickets.
Just let that hang.
Well, I wasn't gonna. I would have. But I just figured I won't bother. And then on the day, my mum texts me because my sister's like 13 and loves Ed Sheeran. I got a text from mum in the morning saying, "Can you get us some tickets? I'll give you the money straight as soon as you buy them." And she texts me at 11. Like tickets went on sale at like 9. So I was like, oh, "I'm gonna struggle." But I knew he'd be adding some extra shows because there was like a massive gap between his tour dates. So I was like, "I'll wait till the moment he announces a new show and I get one." And I got a ticket. I didn't get a great ticket. I was seated fairly at the back. But, so I got 2 tickets for £90 to see Ed Sheeran. I like Ed Sheeran. I saw him for a fiver once.
Well, that's understandable. It's a
but it was before he was famous or anything, in Norwich. And it was really good, though. I like Ed Sheeran.
Why? I don't know why.
He's good. He's good. He's like kind of like political as well. If you ever listen to A-Team, political.
I don't get anything from it. It's like you might as well just have static on it.
Have you listened to the album?
It just washes over me.
Have you listened to the album?
Yeah,
it's really good.
My dad really likes it, but it just bores me.
Yeah, I don't know what I've got against it, because...
It's your thing, Ellis.
Well, it could be my thing, but I don't like it at all.
Better from Laura Marling.
Ooh.
Better from Radiohead.
Ooh, yeah, no, definitely. Ed Sheeran better than
Maria. Yeah, I'm going. It'll be really nice to see him go from a 500-odd venue in Norwich to selling out the O2 for 5 nights in a row. It's a massive tour. Cool. He sold out Madison Square Garden, which like you can't get bigger than that. The only bigger place is like Tokyo Dome. He'd probably do that as well.
Probably. He's bizarre. Because he's not even pretty.
It's kind of weird how he's just done that. How he's like...
He's like this slightly odd-looking ginger chap, a little bit chubby.
He's like the envy of singer-songwriters everywhere.
I don't understand what he's doing so good.
Yeah.
What is he doing so well?
I don't know. It's because he's like an even more mainstream Newton Faulkner, maybe. If Newton Faulkner rapped. And I think he's got a lot of the right friends in the right places.
Maybe that helps. Maybe that's a factor I've never thought of.
Yeah.
Because I don't see what he's doing different to everyone else. But obviously everyone else does, because he sold out Madison Square. I mean,
He's cute. I think it's because he's cute.
He's cute.
He had a video of Ron Measley in it.
Oh, yeah.
It's good video.
And he did the Nando's.
That was video of the year, yeah.
And lastly, last week, the BBC were doing their whole Sound of 2014 thing.
Yeah. Sam Smith won.
Was the winner, yeah.
I don't like it.
Don't know who he is.
No, he's rubbish.
I literally don't know who he is.
Jungle didn't even get in the top 5.
Who didn't?
Jungle. Or Royal Blood.
Royal Blood didn't.
But Royal Blood announced today they're playing at the Cellar in Southampton.
Oh.
Next month.
I'll probably go see him.
Yeah. I'll be good. But yeah, don't like Sam Smith. Chloe Howe did well. I think Chloe Howe came like 3rd.
What chance?
Didn't come in top 5, I don't think.
Wow.
I know, right?
That's bizarre.
No one regret that.
But Chloe Howe did well. I like Chloe Howe. She's a dude.
Don't really care.
She ain't a dude.
She is not a dude. I don't really care about any of them.
Oh, really?
I don't think so. Well, Chance the Rapper's cool. Definitely.
Check out Jungle. I think you'd really like Jungle.
What are they like?
They're like these two rappers, and their videos are awesome. It's just them doing cool hip-hop dancing and get kids doing hip-hop dancing. Mm-hmm. You'd love them. We're going to play them next week.
I'm also on Sam Blimmin Smith.
Yeah, I can't even name a song he's done.
Well, he was on the Disclosure song.
Oh, that guy.
Yeah.
I don't like him. I didn't really like Disclosure.
Just don't care.
Yeah.
BBC, they should just be a lot more interesting.
Oh, yeah, are. And I was surprised. I didn't realise BBC Sound of 2014 I could have like Americans in it as well.
Mm.
I thought it was just an English thing, but Chance the Rapper's American, I'm guessing.
Yeah.
It's kind of weird. Well, kind of took me by surprise.
That's news, I reckon.
Ooh, news. Yeah. There's not much else, is it?
Frank Turner.
Play Frank Turner, please.
Tattoos. What's the message?
Get tattoos regardless of what anyone else thinks.
And then the Beatles, because I don't think we've ever played the Beatles.
No, we haven't. I don't like the Beatles.
You don't like the Beatles? Nope. You haven't listened to the Beatles properly, then.
I like some of the more psychedelic stuff.
Yeah.
Like, just play,
what song are you playing?
Well, Hard Day's Night, just because it was on. I'm not sure how
I like Helter Skelter. Helter
Skelter was great.
It's amazing.
Bear with me. The Beatles.
Whoa. Ooh, we've got a lot of Beatles.
What've we got?
Eleanor Rigby.
I think it might be...
Do you know the fact about Eleanor Rigby?
What?
As their first number one.
Oh, I did not know that.
I didn't know that. I thought it was a lot later on.
That's my favourite Beatles song, I think.
It's got Maxwell's Silver Hammer.
Hey!
I had a thing for that song when I was like 12. And my dad thought it was so funny. Now I understand why.
Play
yeah, let's see.
No, don't play it.
I'll do Eleanor Rigby instead of.
Yeah. I like Eleanor Rigby.
Then we'll be back with reviews. Yeah. Real music.
No. Debatable.
Debatable. How is it debatable that Eleanor Rigby is real music?
It's okay.
Wow. Oh, you say everything wrong sometimes. Well, yeah. Tell us about Lamb of God.
Wow. Wow. It was amazing.
You need Aidan or Sean here to like back your Aidan or Louis here.
Leo. Why? Aidan didn't go anywhere.
Oh, didn't he? Just you and Leo?
Nah, okay. Yeah, it's just me and Leo. We used to see people there. So I just started drinking. I had a Sunday roast with my mate.
Nice.
I started drinking midday.
Did you make it?
Midday. Nice.
What?
Did you make the roast?
Nah, I went to Weatherspoons. They did a good one.
Oh, good.
Sometimes it's a non-off.
It's debatable.
Sometimes sometimes I do a good one, sometimes I do a bad one. I had a good one. I saw Rory there. Okay. And I went back home, played some Lamb of God. Leo turned up in his metal jacket, all metaled up. I was already a bit drunk. He wasn't, so I was ahead of him. And so we went to the gig, got more drunk. This band Huntress were playing. It's hot lead singer. Some metal band. Supporting Lamb. Yeah.
Oh.
They're quite good. I was actually quite impressed. They're actually better than you'd expect. Like. Old school metal with a female singer.
I imagine it was a very metal crowd.
I was probably the most well-groomed man there. I would go out to say I was the most well-groomed man there, definitely. And then Decapitated played, and that was just like 45 minutes of death metal. Did you listen to the song?
No.
It was 45 minutes of death metal, and it was just brutal and amazing.
I don't think I've ever seen death metal live. Like, what's it like?
So, just brutal. It's better than listening. I think it's better seeing death metal live than actually listening to it at home. Like, I've seen like Cannibal Corpse and Entombed live before, but I think Decapitator topped it. They were just on it, on point.
Wow, like, better than Cannibal Corpse.
Yeah, I think they were a little bit better than seeing Cannibal Corpse live.
Decapitated. What's their message?
Message is just to kill everything in sight
by taking the head off.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, decapitate everything. It was amazing. They were so good. I was like so surprised. And then Leo bought a signed signed poster, Decapitated, for £2.
Fair enough. Like,
really
£2?
Random. £2. Yeah.
And so but, getting bargains.
then Lamb of God played, and it was just we played them earlier, so you can tell what they sound like.
Yeah,
and it was just an hour of hit after hit after hit after hit, and the pit was just brutal, and I was in so much pain in the morning. I definitely pitted more than Leo. I made more of the experience. And it was just brutal. It's hard to explain. Everyone was just having fun. There was no knobs there. Everyone was having fun.
Apart from you threw the guy's shoe.
I did throw a guy's shoe on the other side of the
Even I know at any gig it's like an unwritten rule. You find a shoe on the floor, you just hold it in the air.
Yeah,
someone will claim it.
So
what's
I threw
he gonna do? Carry a shoe around for the whole gig.
Yeah. No, I had the shoe, my mate had the shoe in his hair. I was like, mate, no one's taken the shoe. So I took the shoe from him and threw it to the other side.
No, you could have done.
What?
Just like dropped it back in the
mush.
Nah,
you got to throw it, mate.
You don't have to throw it.
Metal, mate.
Metal, innit? You throw shoes. That's what you do.
You got to throw a shoe. And then all of a sudden, this guy started walking near us. Was like, has anyone seen my shoe? I felt so bad.
You're like, yeah, I just launched it that way.
Yeah, no, I just turned around. Like, no one could look at me. And like, hey, went back in the pit. If I did the old circle pit where you run in a circle. Have you ever been in one of them?
Yes.
Did you know who'd you go in a circle pit for? King Blues?
Fallout Boy.
Well,
no,
that
was a very brutal pit.
Mate, but there were some injuries.
I was really small, because I was probably like 14 or something, so it was quite scary, actually.
Yeah. And when they play Now You Got Something to Die For.
Oh, God.
I just went nuts. I went absolutely nuts for it. And Redneck.
There's so many songs you can go nuts for.
Redneck played really quick, actually, and they ended up in Black Label, like they normally do.
Oh.
And that's just brutal. I don't understand how like that's like why they end on Black Label every time.
It's a great song.
But it's not their best song.
Still a pretty... Isn't it
but
their signature?
It was their first big one. But that's live. That's just nuts.
Yeah, I can imagine.
So it was that'll be even. I know it's January, but that'll be contender of one of the gigs of the year. I reckon.
Ooh, wow,
good statement. And Sean,
yes,
Pixies,
terrible.
Yeah, I read your review. You were not happy.
No, because they are sort of one of my favourite bands. Like two of my favourite albums are Surfer Rosa and Doolittle, which are kind of their big ones from the early 90s. This EP just gets rid of everything that made them good.
Me and Louis said, as you left just earlier, it was just like, oh, do you like the Pixies? And I was like, oh, I've never really tried them. But Like that song, that's the biggest song, right? Where Is My Mind?
Yeah.
And it's cool. It's got really like, exactly. It's definitely got a vibe and a sound to
well,
it.
Well, the thing about it is it's got, you know, it's got a kind of a nice dream pop kind of verse, and then the distortion kicks in and the chorus just sounds massive.
Yeah.
They've taken out the bit where the distortion kicks in and it's just dreary the whole way through. They just don't sound like they even care anymore.
Mm.
And
that's a shame. I've never been that into them, but I did some work on them in college. I really like some of the stuff on the Doolittle album.
Yeah.
Like Wait for Mutilation is probably my favourite song.
Oh yeah, it's fantastic.
Yeah, yeah. And they're not one of those bands I'd ever go out to check out new stuff from them, or never go out to see them live.
No, I was quite excited when they announced that they were coming back and making more music, but it's just been two really disappointing EPs.
I think they're a bit lazy, aren't they?
Yeah, and they fired the bassist as well.
Oh, that's what I was going
to
say. Yeah. A few
and he's
ago.
Quite integral to the band. That's it. Kim, yeah, is it Kim?
Yeah, she didn't write a lot of the music, but when she did, it was kind of
key.
Yeah, and she did a lot of the backing vocals as well, and she's got a great voice. Mm. So I don't know, it's kind of missing that.
Should they just stop?
They should. Apparently, they're still good live.
Yeah,
so I mean, keep
I
doing
think,
that.
Yeah, but or at least a whole album rather than an EP, maybe.
Yeah. Well, not if it's going to be this quality. I mean, they can barely come up with four decent songs for an EP, let alone a whole album.
It's bizarre, isn't it? When someone, because the Pixies are a big name, if someone mentions the Pixies, it's like, oh, they've got that little air about them that they were like a big deal in their day. And if they can write songs like that and songs that they're famed for, and then they just come out with rubbish, it's a bit like,
yeah,
oh,
I think
what's wrong with you?
The singer's ego's kind of taken over, because if you listen to the EPs and listen to the singer's solo project, it sounds a lot more like that than the Pixies.
Yeah.
That's kind of disappointing.
Pixies, step up your game.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, that's reviews, I reckon.
Yeah. Right. Oh, Against Me.
What about them?
The new album.
Yeah, that was awesome. Fantastic. Yeah.
It's like, have you ever listened to Against Me?
No.
Mate, they're like the perfect modern American punk band. That's how I could say. That's how I suggest talk about them.
Yeah.
Perfect modern American punk band.
Yeah.
But now they've got like the new album. The singer used to be he, but now it's a she. She had a sex change like 2 years ago, or she came out. Transgender.
I don't know a lot about it.
And I used to be so into him. But the new album's like. They've got this new Foo Fighters kind of, like not indie, but like kind of like alt rock aggression to it.
Yeah,
and not so. There's some punk.
It's quite
songs.
An intense album.
Yeah,
like, lyrically,
they really
as well.
Go for it. It's very different to any other album. Every album is a bit, apart from maybe New Wave and American White, whatever it's called.
Yeah, well,
the last two. This one's very different to a lot of their other stuff, I think. A bit more diverse.
I don't know. I haven't listened to a lot of their other stuff apart from this, but this made me want to check them out.
They're amazing. The last two albums were amazing. And this one's just three bangers of albums.
Yeah.
And this one's just really solid. I couldn't recommend them more. They're my favourite American punk
band. If you're into punk, definitely check it out.
That's cool.
And Foo Fighters, because I think there's a lot of Foo Fighters in there.
Yeah.
I think.
I
can you
see
it? Can you hear it?
That kind of 90s.
That kind of rock. Like, yeah, there's that.
Yeah, so check it out.
Just honourable mention, I saw on Twitter this morning, Gary Barlow.
wait, we always complain about my music.
Take that going back in the studio. I'm putting it out there, they're back in the studio.
Mate, would you go to one of those shows?
Absolutely not, I was like,
I'd go to a Robbie Williams show.
Why?
Because it's Robbie Williams.
You see, he was on the cover of...
Entertainer, isn't he?
Q
was he?
Yeah, it was Q. He was on the cover of Q. Robbie
I'd
Williams.
Put him on the cover of Audio Addict.
Well, yeah, but that's a bit different to Q.
Hey! It's Leo! Hi, guys. How are you doing, guys? Sorry, I'm late.
Sorry, I'm like, I'm too much for a rock star to turn up in time to the radio show.
Got to turn the straighteners off, haven't I? Come on, Leo. Come on, what have you got to say?
Hello.
Hi.
Hiya.
You all right? How is everyone?
So the Audio Addict radio show this week has turned into the Louis radio show.
Actually.
The music kind of messed up a bit, so Louis picked half the playlist.
Louis picked the whole playlist?
Pretty much.
Oh, God, literally.
Have a guess what's...
Okay, we got...
What's coming?
What's happened? Guess what's happened already?
Okay, Frank Turner.
Yes.
Yeah. How do you know?
Have we got, like, Jim Lockie in the song himself?
Nah, that one wouldn't play, unfortunately.
No, but you did choose
Yeah,
did
that was in there.
Yeah, I thought you might have. Sonic Boom 6?
Yeah. We got Sonic Boom 6 on this. Do you want me to go through a few more of them?
Iron Maiden?
Nah.
No.
Ed Sheeran's in there.
Oh, you put Ed Sheeran in there.
Put Ed Sheeran
well done, Louis. I'm sure everyone's extremely pleased with your picks.
Static, we are.
Yeah. Well,
we've got Me First Hero in there as well.
Editor,
mate. Editor.
We just did reviews. Do you want to add anything about the Lamb of God show?
my neck still hurts.
Yeah, right.
That's it.
I think I bruised the tissue in my forearm.
Sounds.
But it was really good.
Family fun, right?
Yeah, family fun. You'd have loved it, Ellis. You'd have really enjoyed it.
Yeah, you would have. You, I bet if you would have gone, you would have had more fun than at any other gig you've ever been to.
What? How'd you figure that? All right, yeah, we'll play a couple of songs so Louis can sort his hair out. And be back.
Come on.
How much would you pay for a T-shirt, Sean?
I genuinely just buy all my clothes on eBay.
eBay, really?
I very rarely pay over a fiver.
Wow. How much was that shirt?
That's skillful.
This was a Christmas present. So
oh, well, that's fair enough.
This is a present.
Yeah.
Because we're talking about shirts, it's because I'm looking at some T-shirts online, because I'm doing a bit of online shopping. It's Christmas. I need to cheer myself up. And I found a shirt. And Elvis,
say it's Christmas.
It's gone. It's January sales, mate.
Okay.
January sales.
But it's not Christmas.
Not Christmas, thank God. And I want a T-shirt to cheer myself up. And
does that cheer you up?
Yeah.
You like a girl?
Yeah, I am.
I need my clothes to make me feel good.
I found a really nice shirt, Elvis Jesus shirt. Independent, like, really good.
It's kind of indie.
Indie, custom kind of indie.
Hipster.
And it's really 35 chill. Quid, and Sean's not impressed.
No, 35, how much can it cost to make a T-shirt?
a nice T-shirts, they're really nice, really nicely made. Mm. Better than, like, Adidas.
If I look, yeah, it's nice, but it's, like, 35 quid.
It's worth it, mate.
Nah.
So, you know how much a football top is?
Yeah, a lot.
When they come out new, they're about 45, 50 quid.
Like
I haven't owned a football top in years because they cost that much money. It's ridiculous.
Why do they cost that much?
I don't know.
Because don't they have a load of sponsors on them anyway?
Yeah.
Surely that would pay for...
Exactly.
That should bring the price down.
I think they just can charge that much because people still
People buy them. I don't know. Look how many tickets they sell at stadiums every week.
Yeah, true.
Ridiculous.
Demand is the best.
That's not about music. Why are we talking about t-shirts?
Yeah, because I'm going to buy it.
Okay. Download announcement.
Yeah, I liked it.
Oh, you could update me because I... Don't know.
Oh, really?
Oh no! Actually, I know.
You
like,
saw some of them.
I know that. Yeah, I know one of them.
Bad
yeah.
Religion.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Just
bad. Woo. Yeah. Just bad religion.
God, I might have to go to download now.
Flogging Molly, and the way it goes on the Friday second stage, it's going to go Flogging Molly, Bad Religion, Offspring. How awesome's that?
That's all right.
That's a drunk pop punk jamboree.
Yeah,
it's all right.
And then Opeth headlining the third stage.
I can't imagine them being good live. They're quite.
No, I don't like them anyway.
They are good live, but only if you're sitting down and with a glass of wine.
Tesla are playing.
I can imagine you doing actually.
Leo.
Tesla.
Oh, I do that.
At the back of the download.
Good one.
Just...
What's another one that I'd like?
Tesla. They're like an '80s Twisted Sister type band.
Yeah, I said another one I'd like.
Bowling for Soup.
Yeah,
Bowling for Soup are playing on the main stage.
That's silly.
Black Label Society.
That'd be fun.
That'll be good. I haven't seen them in a few years, but yeah. Who else? Danger. Have anyone heard of Danger?
Danger.
No. Oh, Power Man 5000.
Power Man 5000 are playing. I gotta see Power Man 5000.
I'm so excited. You kind of overridden the microphone.
This is what it's like when worlds collide. This is what it's like.
Do you know any other song?
No, it's Rob Zombie's little brother.
I don't think anyone does.
And they're on the main stage, Leo.
Oh, wait, just straight to me.
I thought you'd have a good reaction to that. I thought you'd be like, what? The main stage?
That is weird.
Are we still at you're going to download and no one else is?
I think so. I'm not sure.
I might.
I'm starting to think.
One over.
The Sonosphere lineup just is the problem that we've got now. Now there's two big metal festivals again. The problem we've got now is Sonosphere are booking repeat bands and the boring bands, and Download's. Now's got to put weak bands higher up the bill, so it's not as a good overall lineup because they're giving half of the way the acts they would book to Sonosphere.
I like the competition,
but now it makes a weaker festival out of Download.
Sonosphere's more like metal, like
at the moment. You don't know who else they're going to book. I think Frank Turner's going to be there.
Really?
I think Nine Inch Nails are going to be.
Yeah, because they're and Mastodon. Yeah.
Don't you just think Frank Turner's going to be everywhere?
Well, I'd like them to be. but I think Nine Inch Nails are going to be at Sonosphere.
That'd be great.
But
that would be enough to get me to completely ditch Download again.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I think you're going to be going to
Download.
Sonosphere.
Yeah, I probably will be going to Sonosphere. Realistically.
I had a cool little thought this morning. It most likely wouldn't happen. But it'd be not, the only way I'd probably go to Sonosphere is if Frank Turner's playing... And I reckon a really good day would be on the Friday at Sonos Free, and it went Frank Turner, Pendulum, Prodigy. That'd be good.
That would be good.
Because they're not having the second stage on the Friday, it has been announced. They're not having the, was it the Saturn stage on the Friday, like last time.
That'd be alright, yeah.
I think that'd be really cool. I'd buy a day ticket for that. But downloads just for me. Bowling for Super Playing.
Download is looking really good. Dillinger.
Dillinger headlining the first stage.
Like the undercard of Download, I will admit, is better than Sonos Fear so far.
Just need Anti-Flag in there and I'm game.
that'd be so game. Good.
What's their message?
The America sucks.
That is political.
Oh yeah, you need to tell us what Lamb of God's message is, because Louis said you'd know.
Well, there's a lot of political messages. No, there
America
actually
sucks.
We said you'd give a serious answer.
Well, I'm not gonna say something, but yeah, politics. Pretty much, he reads a lot, doesn't he?
Yeah, he reads a lot. Yeah.
He can read. Just messing. He can read.
I was the most well-groomed man at that gig, I think.
You were with Leo.
Oh, okay, second.
Yeah, I'm pretty well-groomed. I don't know if anyone knows.
Yeah. How's the decapitated sign poster doing?
On my floor.
Oh, what?
Yeah.
I told you I'd buy it for £7.
I'm going to actually actively disrespect it.
What, you didn't like them?
Nah, they were really good.
I was so drunk. When I came back, I was so in a mood for I didn't get a poster. I went on eBay and started looking for posters I could get. I was like, my room needs more posters.
You were actually going to pay me £7?
Yeah.
I'll
still give you a fiver for it.
Well, it's gone down, hasn't it? Yeah. So, not as good of a deal.
It's damaged now. It's been on
damaged goods, Leo.
Nah, it's not.
Fine.
I've got twinkle toes. Whenever I stamp on something, nothing happens to it, does it?
Like a fairy, magic. Like Tinkerbell, yeah. Cool.
We should probably play some songs.
Let's play some music. I think it's Louis.
Nearly there. Wonder Years and a Luna George next.
Cool, I'm good with that.
Who wants the intro of Luna George? I don't really know who that is.
A Luna George, it's just kind of a urban duo.
Urban duo.
From the hood. Nah, it's like R&B, kind of.
And we all know what we think about the Wonder Years.
We all absolutely love the Wonder Years.
Best band. Best album 2013.
Leo, you do need a bed.
A bed?
Yeah.
I do need to kind of.
You look like it, you sound like it.
Yeah, I know. But you know, what can you do? Let's listen to the Wonder Years.
We'll be back. We keep getting distracted from the fact that we're a music radio show.
Yeah. We talk about life,
for
culture.
For some reason. Oh, culture. Is that what we're going to talk about? We've just gone to the topic of Big Brother, and we feel like we should discuss it.
Because it's so good. I love it. I won't miss an episode.
Do you want to give us a little, like, your history with Big Brother?
My history? Because I'm such a TV addict. I love reality, rubbish reality TV. I've applied for Big Brother twice and got to the final 50 applicants both times. Get in, Louis. Get in. But, yeah, very annoying. That's a massive... makes you really paranoid, because they never tell you you're not going in. I might ring you up and say, we need you. So it's like on your head, like, oh my.
Did you meet any of the people that we know then?
Yeah, twice. Both times I got. I knew someone. I knew at least one person who got in the house.
Who?
First time, Maisie. Do you remember the tall, blonde hair? Really hot.
I don't.
And Arden, like kind of a chavvy guy.
I think I remember him.
Yeah, London. Had a London accent.
Yeah.
He was a really cool guy, really nice guy. This was about 3 years ago.
Mm.
And then the year after that, I met like the guy who went out like in the second week. He was the bailiff. Big fat guy. Really rude.
Nice.
Nah.
Well.
So that's why I watch it all the time, because I'm just obsessed with it. And it's a good series, I think. Solid series.
Would you say in general that the non-celebrity ones are better?
Yeah, more addictive.
I think so.
But Jim Davidson's in this one is just fantastic.
He's
Jim Davidson is just fantastic.
He nominations were last night.
Yeah, they did a face to face.
And he's I couldn't tell because some of them were trying to do it like a joke.
Yeah, that was only Lee.
Really. A bit cringy.
Yeah, it was really bad.
Didn't Louisa as well?
I did. I missed her. So I literally put it on.
I think she tried to do it lighthearted, but what she was saying was really harsh.
Yeah.
So it's a bit like stop
she's,
trying to make
she's
it.
She's so
funny.
Misunderstood.
She's a bit like that, though, isn't she?
Yeah, she's so misunderstood. Bless her.
Is she?
Yeah, she's misunderstood.
Is she?
She just says it how it is, and she's not like.
Maybe she's autistic.
Nah, she's smart. She's a smart girl. Mm. But people just think she's being horrible. But she's just being honest. She hasn't said anything really bad.
Her
it's just
and
the way
Dappy
she said
friends
things.
Now.
Yeah,
because the last episode I saw, they were like
that was
they,
an
she
argument
was
and a half. Yeah.
Who's Daisy?
My Casey. Sister.
Oh, Casey. Yeah.
So my sister's name.
My sister. Yeah, who's Casey?
She's a model.
Yeah. Okay. Not really a celebrity.
Who's in there then?
Her, Jim Davidson.
Jim Davidson.
One of the Nolan sisters.
Yeah, she's boring.
Linda, I think.
Yeah, Linda Nolan. Lionel Blair.
Oh, well, God.
I watched his thing, because he's famous for doing the Royal Variety performance with Sammy Davis Jr.
Well, and just dancing.
Yeah, and I watched his performance from 1961 with Sammy Davis Jr. It's really good.
Yeah?
It's really worth watching. It's hilarious.
Just as a dancer?
And a comedy, like sketch show type thing. That's cool. It's really, like, really good. I understand now why he's so famous.
There's an American girl called Jasmine. I don't really know what she's
doing. Fans of Holyfield's been knocked out.
Oh, yeah.
Get it? Yeah. Oh! Yeah. Well, ooh, one point to me.
Leave.
Yeah. Well done.
There's Lee Ryan. There's
Dappy.
Dappy, of course.
Dappy. D-A-P's to the Y. Dino Constabulos.
When he was arguing Louisa, he kept saying, like, I bet you my IQ is better than yours, right? I got an A+ in English.
A B in music.
He kept saying, I got A+ in English,
He's Louisa's, like, millionaire?
Yeah, probably. He's got, like, 3 businesses or something.
I don't know. Sorry.
Sean, you've gone quiet. You're not a fan?
No, never watched it. Never watched it in my life.
Not a Dappy fan?
No.
I don't think anyone's a Dappy fan.
Nah, he is. Leo likes
it's a guilty pleasure. No, it's a guilty pleasure.
Oh, Louis, your music taste is so bad. You like end ups, mate. You like end ups.
Hush.
Yeah.
He might have you there.
But yeah, I think you have had.
You got me there. Cut you out. I have seen him live though.
You nearly won then.
See, I've never seen them live.
I didn't want to. They were just playing.
Close to winning then, and you ruined it.
I was like, they're playing, so I just thought I'd go see them a bit.
Dappy's like a cartoon character. Yeah. He's like, he's not like.
Mate, he's kicked him in the face.
His fuse.
I mean, yeah, I find that funny. He's an idiot.
This is why he had an argument, Leo. Do you know why he had this argument with Louisa?
I have no idea.
He said to Louisa, "It's okay for a man to sleep with 5 girls in one night, but it's not okay for a girl to sleep with 5 men in one night." Basically, without saying all the swear words.
Yeah.
And that's wrong. Kind of.
Well, kind of.
I'd agree.
Social.
You can't say that to a woman.
You can't say that, no, because it's not actually.
And Benny was saying stuff like, your daughter should be ashamed of you, and all sorts.
I think, but it's kind of.
But Louisa gave it back a little bit. But Louisa was in the right.
She won.
Yeah.
But it's without trying to agree with Dappy, which I'm not doing. Yeah. It is something that a lot of people would think.
Yeah.
What he said. Yeah. A lot of people would agree with him.
Yeah. But you can't really say that to a woman.
I'd say like a woman like that, more shame would be heaped upon them by like people around them than a guy. A guy would get high fives. Like
exactly.
Yeah. Get better, wouldn't you? A woman wouldn't.
But yeah, it's wrong.
It's up to a woman what she wants to do.
Exactly. It is wrong. It's a wrong opinion.
Can't believe we're talking about Big Brother.
I love it.
This is weird.
Talk about it all day, mate.
Could you?
Yeah, easy. If we did Audio Addict Mastermind, that would be my specialist subject.
Would it?
Yeah.
What, Big Brother, really?
Yeah, I could do it easily, mate. Easily. I know my series. Series 7 is the best one.
Who's in that?
This one, which Pete won.
Oh, that was awesome.
Oh, that was actually really good.
That was the best series, easily. My favourite character in that one was actually the gay guy.
Character?
You know what I mean?
Who was he?
I think his name was Dave or something.
I don't remember him.
I remember. What, the bald one?
Yeah, really. With Linda with the big boobs.
Can't believe I used to watch that.
Was that the same one as, like, Glyn and Imogen?
Glyn and Imogen. Nah, Glyn. I think it might Glyn.
Glyn won.
Glyn came second, but he was really good.
Oh, did he?
He should have beat Pete.
The Welsh guy. He was really good.
He came out of his
shell. He was a really good person. Yeah.
And Shabazz at the start being such a suicidal head.
Oh, he was crazy.
You're playing games, like they always say that, don't they?
Yeah.
Oh, you got such a game plan.
Yeah, such a game plan.
they say that in all these shows, though, like the I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here. There's always one that's got a game plan.
If I ever went to Big Brother and did the whole nominations thing, I would just have to do it. After I walked out, I'd just walk through the kitchen and be like, I just nominated you. you'd just have to do it.
Because what's the worst punishment? Short of throwing you out?
My vote doesn't get counted.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. All my folks are the only ones which get counted.
That'd be hilarious if you were in Big Brother.
I wouldn't care. I'd love it. I'd just be on the sofa with crisps all down me.
That's what you want
the whole time.
Yeah, that's my life.
Oh god, this is a conversation.
We should probably play music.
Yeah, yeah.
And then afterwards we'll have a music topic to talk about.
Let's
I promise.
It. Great.
Ed Sheeran.
Woo.
And who's that? Oh, Rise Against. And then, yeah, we'll talk music, I promise.
This is Louis Week.
More happy chappies. What's their message?
America is awful.
That's a lot of them have that message.
They're the bands I like. I like those bands.
Make Britain better. Make America better. Yeah.
It's like, political, man.
It's my type. That's what I look for in a band.
We want to plug our mag a little bit.
Yeah.
I hope you don't mind. We've just distributed the first edition that we've done.
Yeah, it's in HMV.
Earlier.
It's in the SU.
Everywhere.
It's everywhere. I might put some in here.
It's in Portsmouth. No, it's not in Portsmouth.
It will be in Portsmouth.
It will be in Portsmouth.
It's in Bournemouth.
It is.
It's in the O2 Academy in Bournemouth.
And the record shop.
The record shop next to it.
It's a great record shop.
Really cool. Best record shop I've been to.
Yeah, it's decent.
It's where the hipsters go.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, there's a coffee shop, like literally opposite.
So it's like perfect.
Coffee and vinyl.
And probably be in the Joiners this week. We need to go to the Joiners and put it in there. And they're flying off the shelves though, lads. There's none outside JM228.
How much money we made?
Nothing.
Can we do like a little preview to the next issue? I feel like we shouldn't give things away, but...
I'll tell you who we've interviewed today.
Mm.
Today we've interviewed Blood Red Shoes.
Ooh,
I think, apparently, as long as everything went well. And... should we announce the cover?
Nah, I don't know.
We should do it nearer the date.
Nearer the date, we'll announce the cover. Yeah.
It's a good one, though.
It's a very good one. Yeah. I'm very happy with it.
It's probably one of the biggest names Audio Addict have ever had.
I reckon, it's, apart from Prodigy, it's probably second biggest.
Yeah, definitely.
Mm, well played.
We're doing all right, aren't we? And we interviewed a band who are about to headline Alexandra Palace.
Cryptic.
So that's big.
Wait. Yeah, that is good.
I don't even know who. Wait.
It's a mathematical answer.
What?
It's a 1975.
It's a mathematical. What? Because it's a number.
It's a number.
It's a year. All right. Well, okay. They're quite a big band.
Yeah.
I remember because we were sitting in the newsroom and you weren't sure if we should do it.
Yeah, I was trying to make you do it.
Yeah, I didn't like him, did I? Yeah, I love him now. In the audio,
yeah,
man.
You love him. I do.
There's a few songs.
Yeah, we all love him.
There's a few songs.
Yeah.
Yeah, we all love them. Yeah.
We've got that, and we're gonna see Skindred on Tuesday. I think that'll be there. I might have a little interview of them. Might appear in the old magazine.
You're gonna do that.
Undecided. Got a lot on.
Got a lot. I'm a busy guy. No time for Skindred.
I'd love to interview him. A bit scared of him, though.
Got to watch Big Brother, though, don't you?
Got Big Brother's on, mate.
We've actually, all of us have a deadline next Tuesday. No. Next Tuesday.
We've got one on Friday as well.
I've got one tonight.
Next Tuesday
is the collaborative.
We'll talk about it off air. We'll talk about it off air.
Yeah.
I've got plans.
But don't panic. It'll be fine.
Yeah, I'll speak to you. That's happening. Life is interesting.
It's busy times at the moment.
Yeah.
busy times.
No time. I'm going out tonight, lads. I'm going to Bedford Place.
Oh, have a good one. Have a good one.
Are you going to get
on it, mate? Me and the lads.
Where are you going?
I'm going. I think we're. I have no idea. I reckon 90s because I can get in there like free entry and stuff.
I don't think I've ever been in there.
Probably have.
Any good?
Yeah, it's good.
I've never. Well, I must
and,
have been.
It's a second year's birthday today, and they're all going to Pop World, so I might pop my head in.
Whose birthday is it?
It's Neve's.
Happy birthday, Neve.
Happy birthday, Neve. Sure, listen to this on your birthday.
Is Neve Northern Irish one?
Yeah. Nice girl.
Nice girl.
Oh, yeah, that happened. Oh, we saw her at Neck Deep, didn't we? She did the Neck Deep album review.
Yeah.
We haven't put it up yet. It's going up tonight, maybe, if I can
get
my stuff together.
Say.
Yeah. And, they were good. I enjoyed them.
We literally couldn't see them.
It was just a faint pop punk buzz. That was
where
it.
I could see people like jumping towards them.
Yeah.
So you knew where they were.
And so it was at Avondale House or Avondale House.
That's where it was.
Have you been there before?
Yeah, yeah.
It was packed.
Was it?
Yeah,
I've never seen it.
You could hardly move.
That's cool.
And I only went for one side. It was funny because you two kept saying, "Oh, I'm going to go in a minute. I'm going to go in a minute." I'm like, don't go, stay. And I went before you two. And they rang me up and they're like, "Where are you?" I was like, "At home."
We were hanging around waiting for you.
Yeah. I only went for one song. There's only one song I liked. Oh,
awful,
I should have played it. Really.
Awful pint of Strongbow.
Oh God, yeah, that was terrible.
Beer in there's a bit funny. Sometimes.
I spelled Skindred wrong. On. Yeah.
Yeah, I noticed that. Yeah. Skindred, like that's how you should spell.
Should spell, but we haven't. Yeah, life.
So,
How much do you spend on t-shirts?
How much do I spend on t-shirts?
Yeah.
Not much. I don't know. I really don't know.
Spent £40 on jeans the other day.
Jeans are a bit acceptable. Different.
Yeah, is that right?
Yeah. Jeans last years.
Yeah,
if exactly. They're good. How do we always drift off of music?
I don't know. Just think of things. And like,
let's play a song because I want to hear the next one because it's King Blues. Yeah,
let's do it.
And then Summer Vibes. Don Don Broco.
It's Don Broco.
You don't like, but you do like.
You do like him.
Yeah. I like. Yeah, one song.
You like him.
Okay then, Louis. I like him. I'm convinced.
Great. I can't wait. Play.
Oh.
We're on
air. Could have been off air for next time, but forever.
That was Don Broco. That sounded boring.
Oi, I have none of that. They're my boys.
They are your boys.
Hung out of them. Stayed in my hotel once. Not my hotel. My hotel room.
Who? What? No, in February. Who are you going to see? Who did you say? Bastions.
We're seeing Bastions.
Yeah, I'm going to see Bastions.
I might be seeing them in London though. They're just hardcore
see him,
band.
See him loads. Just see him again.
Yeah, are they playing in Southampton?
Great band.
Yeah.
Yeah, cool. Unit, I think.
Yeah, I'll be there.
Get an interview.
And Leo, you're saying seeing a day to remember the day I'm seeing Frank Turner in London.
Yeah, I'm going,
going to London. Get the train together.
Alexandra Palace. Yeah.
We've got a bit of a problem though. I told him the other day.
Oh no.
The tube's going on strike the day we're going to London. And his is at Alexandra Palace, and that's an effort to get to.
Yeah.
I'm near Waterloo.
Yeah, I'll just wake up really early and spend the whole day in coffee shops.
Just buying vinyl, rough trade records.
Yeah, that's what I do.
London without tubes is just
it's gonna be hell.
Nightmare.
I hate buses in London.
Yeah, I don't understand them.
Don't know where they go.
My God, yeah. Or just taxi it, maybe.
Good idea.
Get there really early and just walk it.
And you're gonna have a house party, man.
Yeah, I'm gonna have a house party, I think.
Yeah.
In February. Well, I said I'd do it, and it's like, I haven't even like had a housewarming in my house, have I?
No. Do you live opposite that little school?
Yeah. It's not a school, it's social services, mate. I feel well safe.
Oh, I thought it was a school.
No. Oh, no, it is a school. Yeah, there is a school, yeah. Yeah, I live on... Yeah, there's a school there, social services.
Handel Terrace or something.
Yeah, that's it. That's me.
I know where that is. I saw Corley coming out of that house the other day. I was like, oh, that's where Liam is.
How far away? You must live quite close.
Yeah.
I'm going to come stalk you now.
Don't do that.
Talk about the
Yeah, I'm going to have a house party and it'll be really fun. Or if it's not fun, I guess we'll just go to Bedford Place or something.
Can you get Frank Turner to play at your house?
Yeah, I'll give him a call.
Can we get someone though? That'd be cool.
Grant Sharkey.
we'll get my housemate Nick. What's it called? The Colours.
The Colours.
Who are they?
Oh, the Colours.
I don't know. Who are they?
We are Colours, and we're not really from France, but we sound like we're from France. We're the Colours. Colours.
I'm listening to our indie rock.
What does that name mean?
Colour, mate.
It doesn't mean anything.
It's just a cool word.
It's actually just another way, like, just dispelled, you know, colours. Like,
colours.
What colour are you?
But
are you all a different colour?
No, we're not.
You should be. Hello, my name is Leo Green Choi.
Leo Green Choi?
Yeah, because you're Mike. Lucky Mike.
Oh, yeah.
Method to my madness.
But no one listening to
it's
this.
It's a green microphone he's using.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah, visual.
I didn't even get that. Oh, we've all got colours, that's fine.
In all honesty, I said green before I said the mic. Before I lowered your microphone.
This is quite an aimless conversation.
I know. Well,
we're going to the Kerrang tour, that's in February.
Kerrang tour.
Oh, yeah.
Music.
I love it.
Music.
I love it because it's four bands playing.
Oh.
And we love the first band playing and the last band playing.
Yeah.
So there's like 2 hours there where we're just going to drink.
But like, that drinking session is going to be soundtracked by a goblin on stage.
Power violence.
And then a load of Japanese guys.
Can't wait.
Who are these bands? Who are the two that you like?
Baby Godzilla opening, who are just like, they basically, when they play the show, they don't play on the stage and they don't play on the floor. They play the floor is lava while playing hardcore music.
The best way to describe it, yeah.
And the last band is Limp Bizkit. And who does not like Limp Bizkit? Best band ever. Ever. Easily.
Not the best. Yeah, well, not the best band ever.
No. One of them.
Better than the Beatles.
One of them. Quite an influential band.
Yeah, they are.
Who do they influence? Oh, yeah, the whole of them.
Yeah,
new
that
metal.
Whole thing. Yeah.
New metal. Yeah.
But, yeah, they're a bit silly, but they're also amazing.
They're a great live band.
When we saw them at Download, that was just...
Oh, just unbelievable. Genuinely a life-changing gig.
we had so much fun. Like, it was ridiculous.
Who's in the middle? Who's the goblin and the Japanese
Necro-Goblicon.
Right.
They're not that great.
No, not really.
They're just power... Have you ever listened to, like, power metal?
No.
It's like Dragon Force, but with like a screaming singer.
Okay.
Kind of like that.
That's a bit like Children of Bodom.
Yeah, a bit like that. Not as good.
Yeah, worse Children of Bodom.
Yeah.
And who's the other one?
and cross-faith.
Cross-faith.
We are cross-faith.
Are they cross about religion? Is that their message?
No, they're like...
I never thought about it like that.
I don't know, actually, but they're like a Japanese metalcore band.
Rubbish.
With, like, experimental synths.
Rubbish.
They're quite... No, they're
rubbish.
Are they the one with the song about Jägermeister?
Yes. Rubbish.
Yeah, no, they are... I don't like them. I think they're a bit rubbish, but they're good live.
I didn't like them.
At least they have...
I walked past them all once. They were wearing Jäger jackets.
Well done.
Once I walked past the band.
Good anecdote.
So Bastion Kerrang tour, is that all for February?
Yeah, it's probably a few more. Tour Sass.
Nah.
Boy. Is that a Talking Head?
Yeah. It's gonna be amazing.
That's a drinking game.
I'm gonna get a pirate sword and everything for it.
We had this conversation because they're not pirates, they're Vikings.
Yeah, but you still Vikings had swords.
Well, you said pirate sword.
Okay. Sorry. God. Shut up, Ellis. What are you, host? You know nothing.
We're going to play that Skindred song now, Ninja.
Ninja, Ninja.
Are they at Takedown? When's Takedown?
No.
Has that happened?
No, it's March.
Oh, that's
March. Nice. March. No, it's day.
They're on tour.
Day after my birthday. Soon.
Yeah, is it?
Yeah.
I've got a great weekend. I've got Takedown one day. Then the next day, I'm seeing Jack Whitehall in London. Then the day after that, I'm undecided what I'm going to do, but it'll be something fun in London. Because in Covent Garden, I've got a hotel booked in Covent Garden.
Nice. So
that's three nice days.
Splashing out.
Mm. Yeah, they announced Jeremy Lemon from Reuben.
Yeah, that's going to be unbelievable.
Fantastic. Yeah, and he's been playing Reuben songs as well.
Yep. Chimera.
I think I prefer him to Lamb of God.
Okay, well, yeah. Next subject.
Trivium and Killswitch Engage playing in Southampton.
I didn't get a ticket.
I got a ticket. I'm
really
genius,
mate. Have we got a competition in the moment?
We've got a competition. So find an issue of Audio Addict.
Enter.
And you can enter to try and win some tickets to the Trivium and Killswitch Engage show.
I might have to enter as well.
shouldn't have said anything.
Where does Takedown happen?
At the other university, the rubbish university.
Yeah.
The better one.
This is our last week.
They're, is it in their, like, SU?
It's everywhere, yeah.
That is a really cool place, actually.
They've got a huge SU.
It makes our SU look like a rabbit's cage.
Yeah.
Rabbit's cage. Good
analogy. It's a good one, right?
and before that, Me versus Hero, is that a
Yeah, song? The best pop punk band in the country. Hands down.
Argument, anyone?
You want to say no, but you can't think of anyone who's...
Narwhals.
I can't, nah.
Yeah.
Narwhals.
They're not pop punk.
Are they not?
Nah, they're just like...
Pop punk.
They're just hardcore they sound and lots like, of drugs.
Like, they sound like...
whacked in the head with a skateboard.
They sound 90s Blink-182, that's what they sound like.
That's pop punk,
but it's really shouty. It's too shouty to be pop punk.
Alone the Land is pop punk?
Yeah, I'd throw it.
So I'd probably say
their early stuff wasn't, though.
Yeah.
But kind of old rocky. Kind of
like World Record.
It's pop punk.
But their new album was awful. Good. So I don't, yeah.
Yeah, I would.
Oh, no, World Record's good.
What one was that?
Which
one?
Not the latest one.
Hand on the front.
And that it had Beach Like a Tree.
Yeah, I like that.
It's great. Catches.
Not that's good.
That is most STDs.
They've been on a decline.
Yeah, their new album's awful.
So, yeah, my opinion, Me Fastest Hero are the best pop punk band in the country.
Let's hear what they sound like. And then Ninja.
That's alright, isn't it?
Yeah.
Seeing them on Tuesday?
That sounds next Tuesday. Cool.
Made me want to see them.
They're one of the best live bands in the country.
Yeah.
Yeah, a lot of fun.
Probably one of the most unique metal bands in the country as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Got quite a distinctive sound, even I could pick them out, I think.
First two albums are flawless. Babylon and Roots Rock Riot. I saw them on the Roots Rock Riot tour.
I have to say, I've never been that much of a fan of them on record.
Really?
I
think not even like Babylon and Roots?
Roots Rock Riot's good.
They've got some like great... tuned, but they're not an album band for me.
Ah, fair enough.
We were just looking through so the Joiners listing.
Yeah.
We may as well plug Joiners a bit because
we like Joiners. Chloe Howell's playing on next Friday. It's out of the blue.
It's pretty mental, isn't it?
Yeah, I'm going to go. I really like her. She's good looking as well, isn't she?
I might go as well.
Might as well. Should I buy two tickets?
Well, I'll get my own.
Okay, fine.
Who else is there?
Imperial Leisure are playing in March, just been announced recently, and they're literally one of my favourite live bands ever.
You've said.
Yeah, but not on radio, mate.
Oh, yeah.
And they're like the ska, punk, rock. They've been on Jules Holland.
Yeah. Have they?
Yeah, they went on tour of Less Than Jake, they went on tour of the King Blues, went on tour of Sonic Room 6.
I've definitely heard of them. It might just be from you.
But yeah, probably. And the singer just, like, he comes on stage, he just sprays champagne over everyone, and everyone's skanking, like proper ska skanking. And it's just really, really fun. And I could not think of a better gig, a band I'd rather go see live.
Cool.
Honestly, couldn't think of a band I'd rather
see
live.
When's that?
March 28th. Definitely.
Well done to Imperial Leisure.
It's a shame their second album's rubbish.
That is a shame. That happens so often.
Yeah, them, and we'll just play them next week, maybe. I might make them my song of the week.
Imperial Leisure.
Yeah, Imperial Leisure.
Ska pop punk.
Yep.
That's just you.
And there's a Strummerville been announced February 15th. I've always wanted to go to a Strummerville show. Kermit from Black Grape. I think he was a friend of Joe Strummer.
Beans on Toast will be there.
Beans on Toast, maybe. Rob the Liar's there. I like Rob the Liar. And they're going to have like poets and stuff. So that'd be quite a nice day out.
That's nice.
Yeah, actually, I'd definitely be up for that.
Apparently, they're going to have like a little campfire in the back. Well, yeah. You have a little campfire in the parking lot.
Wicked.
That'd be fun.
Yeah. All the joiners.
And joiners, yeah.
Only £7 in advance.
Yeah, but the thing of an all day at the joiners, those beer prices, mate.
Yeah. Cheap pub just over the road, though. Just go for a couple.
Brewski.
Lovable Rogues.
Lovable Rogues. Oh,
they weren't they off?
Britain's Got Talent. No, Britain's Got Talent.
We saw them.
Yeah.
I just realised.
And they were quite good. They was in the rain.
All right. Yeah.
They were really good.
Why did you see them?
They were at a festival we were at. Oh, right. I was like, God, they're on telly. I've got to see them.
Is it Redfest?
Redfest.
Yeah, Redfest.
That's
about
to get announced, I think.
Is it?
Well, there's going to be some announcements.
I think the songs. Oh, did Paramore play the most recent Reading Festival?
No.
I think they might be one of the headliners.
Yeah, who knows?
They would headline.
Yeah,
that'd
be wicked.
One of the
headliners.
That'd be so bold.
I really think they're going to be one of the headliners. Telling you now.
That'd be cool.
Blink got announced, didn't they?
Yeah, Blink, and that's the only headline announced so far. Apparently, Kasabian might be doing Glastonbury now.
Oh.
That'd be such a letdown for everyone thinking it's going to be like Prince and Fleetwood Mac. Eh, you got Kasabian, mate.
Again.
They haven't even released anything in so long now.
They're rubbish.
They're just riding on the wave of whatever album it was that was all right. God, they've done so
well
themselves.
I've heard they're really good live, though.
I've heard that as well.
Nah, they look rubbish.
They turn the bass right up.
Yeah, probably loud and quite heavy, but like just...
People go, oh, that's good.
They're not like, they're not like charismatic. There's no charisma.
But I can't say
there is charisma. I don't like
Noel Fielding turns up.
Yeah.
I can't believe how well they've done, actually, when you think about it. They had two decent albums.
Fire. I'm on fire.
And one good song.
Was that your impression?
I'm on fire.
Yeah. Oh, okay. So Ludic-
put him out then. Why isn't anyone putting him out?
That's something we all agree on. Because Sabian are a bit rubbish.
They are, yeah.
But so many people adore them. Maybe I should try again. What are you doing there?
I was going to have a look at
what you're doing there.
Can we play our favourite thing?
Who, Dave Benz Phillips?
Oh, yeah.
Please.
I don't know where he is. I don't know how you find him.
Grunge music.
You can tell it's getting to the end of the session now. Well, we're just
running out of things to do.
That one.
This one.
Yeah, that'll do. Yeah, should put it straight into the track.
Yeah, all right, and then we're going into Haim. I put them in because I'm going to see them, apparently.
Oh, yeah?
Really?
Ibiza Rocks.
You go to Ibiza?
Yeah,
when
are
you going to Ibiza?
Early June.
Awesome. That'd be so much fun.
My housemate's mum has like a house there, so we're just going to stay there, but we're having like a few nights in the Ibiza Rocks Hotel, and apparently they're going to be there.
Can I come?
No. But I don't actually even know if I like this band, but I'm going to listen.
I think I do.
Really?
I think I like them.
They're a bit like Michael Jackson, they sound like.
But the Haim?
Yeah, they've got a bit of a MJ sound to them. No?
No.
Yeah, though they do. No, they definitely do.
No, they don't.
They do.
Should we find out?
Yeah, let's find out. Here we go.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, Dave. Yeah.
Hello there, I'm Dave Benson Phillips, and you're listening to Radio Sonar.
Well, that should be cool. Chill out with a cocktail in the sunshine watching Haim.
That'd be nice. I'm jealous.
I'm going to have to listen to the album properly. But it doesn't sound like Michael Jackson.
It does a bit.
It doesn't. No.
Well, I'm backing down.
Shut
now. I'm backing down.
Been outvoted.
It does.
What are you going to do rest of the day, Ellis?
Oh, my friggin' consumer music report.
Oh, enjoy that.
Enjoy it.
How far are you into it?
No, it's not far off being done. It's just not very good.
Oh, fair enough.
So I'm going to spend the rest of the day trying to make it less not good.
Fair enough. Leo.
Or more good, if you will.
Well, yeah, more good. Well, good luck with it.
Thanks.
I hope you get it on time and goes well.
Thanks.
So we can concentrate on our next headline.
Oh.
Next week.
Okay.
Leo, how what you got planned for us today?
KFC.
Good plan.
Nah.
Sean?
You need to find Aiden as well and tell us how he is.
Writing, yeah.
Find out about Aiden, tell us, let us all know.
Yeah, I will do.
Sean?
KFC and work.
Okay. I say this only because it's my bragging time. Because I'm
going to go out.
I'm going to Nando's.
Oh, Nando's.
I think I'm going to Nando's, lads.
Haven't you been to Nando's very, very recently?
Yeah, it was a free meal. A girl took me out for a free meal to Nando's, wanted me to go back to her house. I was like, nah, I'm going to go home.
Oh, don't say man. That on the radio.
It's happened now.
Who was it? I'm a tagger. When I upload this, I'll be like...
Began with an N.
Oh.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
No, maybe I won't then. yeah, that's probably us, I reckon. We'll leave that's you done. with a song.
Why did we pick this song?
All right, listen. Louis wants a rubbish song by a rubbish band. I want a good song by a good band.
Right, okay, Ellis, what's your choice?
It's The Verve, Bittersweet Symphony.
Yeah, that's a good song.
And he wants Sonic Boom 6.
Meanwhile, back in the real world. Because meanwhile, back in the real world, Sonic Boom 6 is a better band. I've seen The Verve live.
No, not.
Sonic Boom 6 are a better band than The Verve.
Yeah.
Okay. Guys, you guys get a vote.
I don't know.
I haven't heard either of the songs.
Oh, you'll know Bittersweet Symphony.
Yeah, Bittersweet. Yeah, probably but not, I, to be fair, I've heard that a lot of times, so I probably would.
But Sean has never heard it.
I probably would vote Sonic Boom 6. Yeah, sorry.
Play them both. Go on, play The Verve. I kind of want to hear The Verve, actually. Deep down, I want to hear that.
I
want to
know. I want to hear it.
You'll recognise it.
Oh, yeah, that's what it is.
Yeah.
That's why I want to
go on, play it.
And we'll be back next week.
Be back next week. Remember to pick up our magazine. It's in stock everywhere around Southampton, hopefully online today.
Hopefully.
If lecturers get their arse into gear.
Ooh.
Hey! Ooh. And check us out on www.audioaddict. Is it audio-addict? .co.uk or something like that.
Yeah.
Something like that. Yeah.
We're on the internet. Have a good week. Bye.
Bye.
Chicken.